In a press release announcing the administrative order, Governor Walker said he had assigned a member of his cabinet, quote, to bring appropriate parties together to find solutions for reducing Alaska's energy costs. On Tuesday, Governor Walker announced Chris Laddick as the new Commissioner of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. He's currently the city manager of Unalaska. Laddick has previously lived in Galena and Dillingham, so he says he is familiar with the high cost of energy. But he declined to comment, saying he wasn't ready to speak officially about the governor's administrative order because he hadn't seen it yet. He won't start his new position in the governor's cabinet for roughly another 45 days. Katie Marquette is a spokeswoman for the governor's office. She says Laddick's new responsibilities come from recommendations the governor received during a transition conference. She says the state's current budget situation does not allow for the creation of a new position to oversee consumer energy. So the responsibility will fall to Laddick when he takes on his new job.
What he will be doing in that new capacity is facilitating the coordination and collaboration of all the different government agencies and organizations that are currently working on consumer energy to make sure that everybody's working together, no one is duplicating someone else's efforts, and everyone is working toward a common goal in order to make sure that we get there as soon as possible.
She says the administrative order comes in place of a disaster declaration, a move Governor Walker touted during his campaign last fall.
State statute does not cover a disaster declaration for high energy costs. So the administration wanted to do something that would have some weight and have results.
The order also directs the Department of Natural Resources to work with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, to assess potential natural gas supplies for an interior energy development project. Marquette says the governor is encouraging AIDA to expedite the process. That call comes after Walker halted the interior energy project earlier this month.
Basically, we're going to move forward to find new solutions to the goal, which is providing affordable energy for the interior.
Collaboration between a state agency and a state corporation isn't new, but any project that makes use of state land does require permitting from DNR. As well, DNR oversees royalties that come from exploration and production and has a staff that's familiar with the region. A spokeswoman for DNR says working with AIDA could help the process. According to the governor's office, there is no set timeline for the joint effort. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.